Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salat. Hayya ala salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahir rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah ahmaduhu wa astainuhu wa astadihi wa astaghfiruhu. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalatu wa Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalatu ala kareem musallim sallallahu Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala kareem musallim Muhammadin wa alihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Tongue twisted today, subhanallah. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance. And I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to in his book most clear. I advise myself first if I advise you to have taqwa, consciousness, awareness for Allah the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslims, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. And Ramadan Mubarak. Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa fil ardi ayatu lil muqinina. وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. صدق الله ودين. The expression is as follow: I seek refuge for Allah against the shaitan to reject it. There are many signs on earth for those of sure faith, and also in inside of your own selves. Do you not see? This is the 21st and 20s, the 20th and 21st ayat of Surah 51. As Zariyat, the winds that scatter. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah. Can you not see? Can you not see? Reported hadith, one from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, said, the messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said that verily Allah does not look at your appearance or wealth, but rather he looks at your hearts and your actions. And now the narration from Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, none of you should say my soul has become evil. He should say my soul is in bad shape. Last one of getting back to Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, wealth is not in having many possessions. Rather, true wealth is in the richness of the soul. And as we begin, we always give thanks and praise to Allah, highly glorified is He. For we have just passed day 18. We have passed the halfway point of this blessed and special month. And while I was looking at this topic and the direction this khutbah was going to go, and as I began to think, and Allah is the best knower, Allahu Alam, the thought came to my mind that we know that every year the month of Ramadan comes, inshallah. And every year, we who are blessed to be in it, have an opportunity to get closer to Allah. But sometimes we have to think, as it is said before me, that sometimes we have to even get deeper. You know, we have to get below the surface. And with this month being a month that we find a lot more time, we should find in this month a lot more time to reflect, a lot more time to sit back and really ask ourselves the questions that nobody but Allah knows we ask ourselves. See, in this month is that we should give up some things, get away from some things, move toward things that, if nothing else, should bring us closer to our just thinking about our relationship with Allah. And more importantly, our relationship with our own selves. Have you ever noticed that, regardless, like I said, of how you're going through the fast, but at some point in time, you were going through it without the eating and drinking. But have you noticed when you don't have lunch to eat, you're not drinking, you have a whole lot more time to think about stuff that you weren't thinking about. You're just thinking about you. You're just into yourself more. So we have to ask some questions like, what is the real reason we are here? Now, I'm not speaking just at Juma. But what is the reason why we are blessed to be here in the month that the Quran was revealed? During this month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed, but not just the Quran. We have a tradition that all the revelations were revealed in the month of Ramadan. This making this month really even more special when we think about it. We have to ask ourselves, what is the real reason you're doing what you're doing? Regardless of how you fast, and if nothing else, you should be trying to at least pray more than you normally do. You should be reading more, not just the Quran that's obligatory on you in the month of Ramadan, but you should be reading other Islamic books. You should be reading other books that help you in our development, period. And we're also told by Allah that we should be studying the creation. Allah opens up with today's ayat in the Kutba, but there are many signs on earth for those of sure faith. And when we are told to see the signs, the ayat, the signs that are on earth, ardi, right? The hamza, the ra, and the dot. So we should think the earth. You could think physical earth, but also think something that rotates. Life rotates. And when we look at the earth and all that is on it, we have to realize that there are signs in what we are seeing. We have to be open enough to accept what Allah is telling us, that there is something for us to learn in what we have on earth. So we can learn from the grass. We can learn from the soil. We discussed during the iftar that the soil has a pH balance. We were on pH, talking about pH water. And the soil also has a pH balance. You want your soil, if you want good green grass, if you want to grow really good crops, your pH balance in your soil means a lot. So pH balance is just like our bodies. Now, does that mean there are signs in this that we can learn from the soil? Yes. That tell us about our own lives? Yes. Allah says also in your own selves. So keep that in mind. Keep that in our thoughts, that we see in the earth, what we see in the earth can and will tell us something about ourselves. We come from the earth. Our creation is of the earth. And in the symbol of the pH balance, we have to be balanced in our own lives. Our spiritual and our material needs to be balanced. This is what I believe the month of the Ramadan, with the revelation of the Quran, has come to allow us to be better at exactly, to be exactly what Allah has created us to be and to do. The idea is to become better servants to Allah, which in turn makes us better Muslims, which in turn makes us better believers. Now, how can I say that? How can we think that this will happen? Well, Allah says to us, there are many signs on earth for those who have faith. Because to see this, to see what Allah is showing us, we have to have faith. Some faith, sure faith, as is an expression in the term, it's certain faith. Why would we be doing what we're doing in this month of Ramadan if we did not believe it is for our own good? Now, it does not mean that we have that sure faith, that we're already at the highest level of faith, right? Because as we know, the faith, it grows. As we're told by Allah that it is entering into our souls. What it does mean is that there is something in us, something about us that has enough faith to want to do right and be right. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported that it said that every good deed of Adam's son is for him except fasting. This is what Allah says. Hadith Qudsi, subhanAllah. So Allah said, the Prophet said that Allah said that every good deed of Adam's son is for him except fasting. It is for me. So we are to get something out of it, of our benefit, if the quote unquote fasting is for Allah. Something else must be for us. Our benefit that comes from besides the fast. And I think it's the signs. I think in this type of month, we learn so much about everything and so much about ourselves. The signs we can see, they are in the earth and they are inside of us. In this month, you find out exactly where your faith is. And most importantly, where your soul is. Allah says to us in these signs, there are lessons for us. The signs in us. Sometimes we learn things about our own selves we didn't even know. See, Allah knows more about us than we know about ourselves. And there's an old saying that I always think back to, that sometimes people can see things in you can't see in yourself. Now, if that's the case for us as human beings and the human family, what do you think Allah knows about you? So we're speaking to our nafs, The word that they use for selves in the ayat, anfusikum. For us to learn about ourself, we have to understand that Allah will show us what we need to know. Allah will show us what we did not know. And Allah will show us what we may have sometimes refused to know. See, Allah already sent revelations, sent messengers to help us realize how we should be. We should not get lost in the fact that when we read the Quran and we reading history, read these narrations, that we read about a time that was not technologically advanced like us. They didn't have what we have. We can't get caught up in that. But the issues that they face as humanity are timeless. We have the same issues that we're faced at in any other time in history. This is what we have to understand when we read the Quran and any other scriptures that was written and revealed by God. The question is, do we have faith in it? Do we believe enough to realize that what I am seeing, what I'm finding out, is that there are things about me that I need to know? We often say that this type of fast isn't for everyone. And it's not. It's not. And some days we might think it's really not for us. We go through that. It's like, boy, I sure like take a day off day. Do I got some PTO time unlocked? I need a day off. But the fact that we go through it, that we want to do our best, tells us something about ourselves right then and there. And as I close this first part, well, Allah says, in your own selves, we're being told to look at ourselves. Look at our own souls. Just like when we can see the changing of the seasons. And I don't know why it took me this long in my life to realize that hay fever is real. I ignored that sign until the last 5-6 days. Hay fever is real. The changing seasons. We're going from winter, and we're coming out of the winter, we're going into the spring. Changing in the season means to us that our lives change. Our issues change. What we go through does not stay the same. But we have to be able to see that. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Can you not see? Allah is the all-seeing. But this attribute of Allah is something that we can have as well. Not on the same level, but on a level that allows us to learn from what we see. Now, don't just think about the physical sight. Basura and basira, it means to see, but it also means to understand. It means to consider. There are signs inside of our own souls, and how can we understand that? Well, we have to have some faith. Allah has a purpose. And if I'm not mistaken, that was in today's reading. Allah created us with a purpose. This is the Quran. We have to get where this is all relevant for us. That our belief is so strong and so firm that we know that what we're seeing is what Allah is showing us. This is how we can see those signs, because Allah says these signs are for the firm believer. Lil mukinina. In the fourth form. Causative, a certain faith, deep rooted, caused by a strong belief. Remember, I said we have to dig deep with this one. We have to be ready to go into our souls and see what Allah is ready to show us. This is not easy to do. Because for the human being, believing something is not always easy. We're creatures that are contentious. We're skeptical. We have to feel it. We have to touch it. We have to be able to say, is it there? The world has desensitized us. When we read at the end of Surah Kaf that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, was a human being just like us, that does not mean where we are now. It is where we can be. It's where we can be. That place where Muhammad was is a place where he could see in himself what Allah already saw. He became that Basharun Mithlikum. This means he could feel things that some of us are not able to yet. And I say yet because why are we doing all this? You know, we could hide in the basement, eat something. We could drink something, not make any salat, not read, act like we are. But who are we fooling? Because Allah knows, Allah sees, Allah hears. What we have to work on is getting our own selves to be in tune with what Allah has for us. That is it. If we can see how the earth rotates, meaning it's ever changing, this is telling us that our lives will be rotating. We will revolve as we evolve. But you cannot say you believe in Allah until you believe in yourself. That's a quote I found. And the way I look at it is, it says you cannot believe in Allah until you first believe in your own soul. Why? Because Allah has given you something that's not a small thing. Our soul is not just an organ. No, it's who we are. It is what we are to work on every day, all day. Allah says to us, "Qad aflaha min zakaha." Successful is the one who purifies his soul. What do we think the month of Ramadan is here to do? Remove from us that impurity that the world wants to keep on our souls. The world, it wants to scrub us, scrub that righteousness, scrub that taqwa, scrub everything away off of that soul. That is the fight. That is the struggle, the jihad. Muhammad the Prophet, the Prophet upon him, said, "The one who strives in jihad is he who strives against his ego." It is our own soul that we have to conquer. Because sometimes in our soul, we do not know what is in it. And we have a fear of it. How can we learn more about our own selves without the goal of it helping us to be better at who we are to be? What holds us back is that we think, "No, I got it. I'm good enough. We don't need to know anything else." That's ego. The Prophet, the Prophet upon him, said, "Wealth is not having many possessions. Rather, its true wealth is the richness of the soul." If this does not tell us we can't take it with us, I don't know what will. The soul is what you're taking with you. The deeds you did based on how your soul felt about humanity, that's what you take with you. You're not taking anything material with you. It is our soul that is our wealth. It is our self-importance, because our soul is what answers to Allah, who created us. Imam Muhammad, he said, "The soul exists in man to influence him to go where God wants him to go." He said, "The soul obeyed God before it was even given to man." Sometimes we forget our lives are not our lives. Our lives are to be what Allah has planned for us. Not what no other human being has planned for us. When we fight, our own souls end up missing the guidance that Allah has. The soul is the connection to follow what Allah has for us. This is what Ramadan is for. The month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is for. Why do we have the month of Ramadan as a pillar of our way of life? Because our way of life needs to be brought back to a place that we can regroup, that we can readjust, that we can realign, refocus. Can you not see? This is what Allah is asking us. If we cannot see, then we have to work on being able to see. The signs are there. Allah does not hide them. But if we do not know what we're looking for or at, then we have to work. We have to overcome our own souls and purify it. It's like looking in the mirror. Sometimes you ask them, you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Now look at it in the abstract mirror. Do you like what you see? Allah has created us in excellence. He's created us to be excellent. And Allah only accepts excellence. We have been bestowed honor as the children of Adam, alayhi salam. Do we believe that? Or have we let Shaitan and his children make us feel I cannot be what Allah created me to be? If all I'm created to be is a servant of Allah, then that is a high station according to God. There's nothing wrong with that. We have to use a month like Ramadan to dig below the surface of our lives and look at our own souls and see where we're at. Again, the Prophet is reported to have said that very Allah does not look at your appearance or your wealth, but rather he looks at your hearts and your actions. The physical body would not be judged because it has submitted. The physical body did everything it was supposed to do. The physical body was a Muslim before you got into the physical body. It would be us, the real us. The soul is the real you. And back to the quote, the Imam said, the soul obeyed God before it was given to man. This is backed up by the Quran. Allah says, when your Lord took from the children of Adam from their loins their descendants and made them testify of themselves, am I not your Lord? They say, yes, we have testified. Least you should say on the day of resurrection, indeed we were unaware. Do we think that it was a line of people lined up that Allah took from the loins of Adam, alayhi salam? No. Our creation is as what? One soul. Our resurrection will be as what? One soul. We are a soul. The month comes every year by the mercy of Allah to have us work on our souls. Nafasa. Soul, mind, self. It is the inner desire or the inner feelings that we have. Whatever you're feeling, that inner desires, those are the signs you have in your soul. Understand, sometimes we would not like what we see in our soul. And that's okay. Allah is the guide, El-Hadi. Allah is most forgiving, El-Ghufar. El-Ghafur, subhanAllah. He's the most forgiving. Allah is the one who revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan as a mercy to mankind. The Lord of all systems of knowledge, meaning that whatever ails us, and you know, if we let what ails us win, we fail. Ails, A-I-L-S. And if we get an F, we fail. That is not what Allah has done by the creation. Allah has sent something to heal what ails our hearts, our souls. The Quran will serve as the medicine to fix what is wrong with our souls. If there was nothing wrong, then why would Allah do this? Because this life, because this world will bring us down even if we're not trying to let it. And because the signs, the ayats, are not just signs, they are messages. They're also proof. And I remember that man, I said that man has a hard time, very difficult time believing something they cannot see. But if you open your soul, then Allah can show you what it is you doubt about. And ayat is also a miracle. It's a miracle. How many miracles do we say we know about when we see how someone changed their life for the better? How when I started to apply myself in this deen, I can see how my life changed. Allah changed my life. This is for everybody. This is everybody. Put yourself in that picture. You know, one of our children said, how come we don't do more Muslim things? Now, I don't believe they knew what was going to happen after they said that. And I really don't believe they knew they were really asking. Because Allah will use people to get a message to you. It was a sign for us. And from that moment, it's been pretty much, let's get into the deep end of the pool. Now, some are not ready for the deep end, and that's fine. But don't get out the water. Don't get out the water. Look at your own soul. Find what your soul needs to get so you can get into the pool and get into the water and get into the deep end. Because sometimes when you get out the pool, your soul will go against you. Nefesa. It also means punishment. Your own soul will punish you. It will make you miserable. And there's a term that people say, you know, that's a miserable soul right there. I know some of y'all know that. I'm young, but I heard that, right? That's a miserable soul. We all have work to do. That's the goal of life. That's the goal of the month of Ramadan. But do we not need to get down on, we do not need to get down on ourselves. No, as long as we have a day, we have a chance. Aisha, Rani Lanha, may Allah be pleased with her, said that the prophet said, none of you should say my soul has become evil. You should say my soul is in bad shape. You know that saying, man, I need to get on my deen. And Allah says to us in the Quran, it says he does not change the condition of a person until they change what? What is inside themselves. If you can say that your soul is not evil and are willing to work at that. Listen, I'm using the word work. I'm using the word work. Sometimes it's a bad connotation. When you got a day off, sometimes you don't want to hear the word work. But are you willing to put effort into your own soul? Are you willing to toil and struggle? This is all the same meanings. Are you willing to toil and struggle? Again, Allah in the Quran tells us, laka kalaka insana fi kabad. It's kabadin, but kabad. Indeed, we have created humankind in constant struggle. Constant struggle. First, insan, not the basher. Remember, we're at insan. We come default as insan. But we want to progress to become basher. Who's basher? Mithlikum, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we want to progress. Now, kabad. Are you willing to labor for your own soul? It's the only one you have. Kabad. Allah created us to deal with this. The word also means liver. I've taught on this before, years ago. The liver is the biggest organ inside of your body. The liver. And it's located just below and to the right. Just below and to the right of your heart. That's a sign. Its importance in our bodies is critical to our health. Why does this connect to our soul? The soul is created to do the same thing what the liver does. It's what functions to clean out the body of the toxins we have in our life. The soul feels the pain of life. But if the soul is healthy, just like the liver, it can withstand any and almost everything we face. This is a sign for us. The liver is a sign of outside of our body to show us that the signs are in us. It is no happenstance, no coincidence that with toil and struggle, the liver is placed right where the soul is. That's not, come on. If the liver is bad, the body is bad. If the soul is bad, the life is in bad shape. This is the design of what Allah has done for us. And here comes the month of Ramadan. Just when we thought our souls could not get in any more bad shape. And here comes the mandatory reading. Here comes the select that only could be done in the month of Ramadan. Those tarawih can only be done in this month. That's a blessing that comes with this month. You can make it every day for every year, but it only accounts in the month of Ramadan. That's a blessing. So here comes the discipline. Here comes the patience. Here comes everything the soul needs to repair itself, all wrapped up in 29 to 30 nights of a special month. Can you not see? You know, I made a comment the last couple of hours up here that when you give up some things for a month, you find out how unimportant they really are. When the month is over, go back and check those things out and see if it's still in the same place where you left it. See if it has moved forward or if it's stuck. This is what looking at the signs would show us. If they're saying and doing the same thing you left them 30 days ago doing, then what does that tell you? You know how it is when we got some friends, we got some families. We moved on. We started getting into, you know, being Muslim more, and we look up and they, and 20, 30 years later, they still doing the same thing they were doing when you left them. These are signs for us. Allah says about the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he came to remove from them their burdens and the shackles that were upon them. If the Prophet came to remove the burdens and the shackles, why do we go at the end of the Ramadan and put them back on ourselves? Why would we want to burden our souls all over again? Why would we want to burden our souls all over again? The month of Ramadan comes and comes and at the end of it, when the month of Ramadan ends, at the end of it, we have Eid al-Fitr, the rebirth. Now, this is the weekend of the resurrection. And I could have said we'd be resurrected. I could have said that because, you know, we all brand new again, right? There's a connection here. This ain't happening just because. No, but this is Good Friday. But for us, every Friday is Good Friday, Allahu Akbar. So much into Friday. I can't go there. I can't keep that door closed. We have a rebirth. But we're not babies. No. We're wiser. We're stronger. We're cleaner. With service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the month comes to make us. And as I close this clip by presentation, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Now this one right here, it should be for some of my older brothers. We are to seek knowledge of ourselves, right? Isn't that what y'all was taught? Seek knowledge of yourself. We've heard that before. Seek knowledge of your own self. Seek to know your soul. Because the rebirth is a rebirth of a new soul. The clean, innocent, ready to continue to labor in the cause of Allah. That type of soul. All we have to do is look at the signs around us. And most importantly, look at the signs inside of us. Can you not see? Now, inshallah, I've given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbi, not talk about minika es-sami'oli, or our sustainer. Accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Amen.